我们有五位年轻的弟兄姊妹要为各位做见证，他们在最近一起受浸归入主的名下。那今天早晨他们五个一起要在这里轮流做见证。第一位做见证的弟兄是 Jeremy 小弟兄。
Hello everybody.
大家早。
During my life, I got to meet Jesus a lot of times when I was small.
在我一生中，我有好几次机会可以遇见主。
And I was also raised from a Christian family.
我在一个基督教的家庭长大的。
So from when I was small.
当我小的时候。
My family has always been there for me.
我的家人总是在我的身边帮助我。
And also taught me lots of stuff.
并且教导我许多的事。
Such as that God gave me a lot of stuff and helped me.
譬如说他们让我明白神赐给我许多的东西，也给我许多的帮助。
And they've also been a big role model to me.
Timothy 小弟兄也是我的很好的榜样。
Because he was always spiritually strong.
因为他在灵性上非常的强壮。
And Raymond also inspired me by his life story.
Raymond 哥哥也是我很好的激励。
God has always taught me lessons.
神常教导我一些功课。
Through my dreams.
借着我的梦。
Like one that he taught me.
有一次他教导我。
To appreciate life how it is.
要为着生命中的所有而感激神。
And my sister Tracy.
我的姐姐 Tracy.
She's always helped me.
她常常帮助我。
Although she may sometimes be tough on me,
也许有的时候她对我很严厉。
But deep down, I know she really loves me.
但我知道她实在是非常爱我的。
On the day of my baptism,
当我受浸的那一天
，I could feel God's presence with the church.
我可以感觉到神的同在在教会里。
And while seeing my friends getting baptized,
当我看到我的同伴一起受浸的时候。
I felt so happy.
我非常的高兴。
And I couldn't stop smiling when I was getting baptized.
当我被受施浸的时候呢，我忍不住不停的微笑。
So now I could really be able to love God.
我相信这样我可以能够更爱神了。
Because now I'm born in Christ.
因为我在他里面重生了。
Thank you.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家早。
My name is Joyce Lan.
我叫做 Joyce Lan.
And I used to be a really lonely child.
我是家中唯一的孩子。
I guess it's because I didn't have any brothers and sisters.
因为我没有兄弟姊妹。
But since I was born into a Christian family,
而我出生在基督教的家庭里
I had love from a Christian family.
我有一个基督教家庭所拥有的爱
And then God showed me
神向我显现
that my church was way better than any brothers or sisters I could ever have.
就是有教会大家庭的生活远胜于有自己的亲生的兄弟姊妹
So I felt really happy.
所以在这个家庭里我非常的快乐
And I was really blessed.
并且很蒙福
I think I was really blessed because, like, whenever I needed someone to talk to.
我觉得我蒙福，因为随时我想要有一个人有一些分享的时候。
God just always provided someone for me to talk to.
神总是预备一个人让我可以倾吐我的心声。
And I just felt really happy.
为此我非常的快乐。
So then He just showed me that I wasn't alone.
因为神告诉让我明白我不是一个孤独的人。
And I've been a Christian ever since I was little.
当我从小，我就是一个基督徒。
Even though I wasn't really baptized.
虽然那时候我还没有受浸。
I really believed in Him.
但是我心里深深的相信主。
But God didn't really perform any big miracles in my life.
在我生命里，神并没有还显出什么大的奇迹。
But He still reminded me that He loved me and that He would protect me.
但他常常提醒我，他爱我，他保护我。
He showed me once when a burglar robbed our house.
有一次小偷来偷窃我们家的东西。
Nobody was in our house.
没有人在家里。
But my mom met him.
但是我的母亲遇见了那个窃贼。
And thankfully, he didn't hurt any of us or my mom.
感谢神，他没有伤害我们任何的人。
And when we went back to check on our house,
后来我们回到屋子里去检查的时候
we noticed that our knife was missing.
我们发现我们的刀子不见了。
And I found a rock in my room.
在我房间里找到一个石头。
I thank the Lord for not letting them throw or injure us with those things.
我们感谢主，我们没有亲自遇见他们，让他们用这些东西伤害我们。
That reminded me of Psalms 56:9.
这提醒我了，在诗篇第五十六篇第九节里所说的。
My enemies will turn back when I call for help.
当我求告主的名的时候，我的仇敌必转离我去。
By this, I will know that God is for me.
因此我知道神是帮助我的。
So even though it was probably the most scariest thing that ever happened in my life,
也许就我一生里面这是最叫我害怕的事情。
I still thank God for it.
我仍然可以因此感谢神。
That's the end.
我的见证到此结束。下一位是 Timothy 小弟兄。
Hello, my name is Timothy, and I'm here to share with you as God has been working in my life.
我叫做 Timothy, 我在这里跟你们分享神如何在我的生命中工作。
First, I'd like to tell you how I became a Christian.
第一，我要告诉你们我怎么样成为基督徒的。
When I was small, I would always be forced to go to church.
小的时候呢，我总是被勉强到教会里去的。
Whenever I walked into the classroom, I would think it would be another day of boring, singing hymns and reading the Bible.
每一次我走进主日学教室之前，我都想，哦，又是一个烦闷的一个节目，就是唱唱歌啊，读读圣经而已。
But as I grew older, I thought to myself.
我慢慢的长大之后，我就对自己说。
I'm tired of being bored every Sunday.
我不喜欢每次到教会都一副觉得百无聊赖的样子。
And I thought if I was going to go to church every Sunday, I'd better make the best of it.
我就想，我既然得去教会，我干脆呢就好好利用这段时间。
From then on, I was eager to go to church every Sunday.
自此之后呢，我就蛮喜欢，并且满心盼望的要去教会。
And I started to get more and more of what God wanted to teach me.
越来我越渴慕明白神所要教导我的。
Until one day, I received Christ.
有一天，我接基督进入我的心中。
Now I'd like to take some time to talk about baptism.
我现在想跟你们分享一下我受浸的事。
Baptism symbolizes Jesus' death and resurrection.
浸池代表主耶稣的死以及他的复活。
When we are baptized, we are spiritually cleansed.
当我们受浸的时候，我们整个灵性就得更新。
We are born into Christ.
我们能够重生进入神的国度。
Then we begin our long journey as being a Christian and a follower of God.
然后我们跟随主的这段旅程就开始了。
The Christian life can be very hard.
有时候基督徒的生活也许很艰难。
We will encounter many hardships and temptations.
我们会遇见许多的苦难和许多的试探。
As it says in 2 Timothy 1:7.
但是在提摩太后书第一章第七节说到。
For God has not given us a spirit of fear.
神给我们的不是一个胆怯的心。
But of power, love, and of a sound mind.
乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
God has given us all these things.
神把这一切赐给我们。
And it's up to us if we want to take advantage of it and use it to help others.
那就在于我们要怎么样使用神所赐给我们的去帮助自己与别人。
Now I'd like to share with you how God has been working in my life.
接下来我想跟各位分享神在我生命中的工作。
One day before school,
在开学的前一天，
I was very frustrated because I couldn't find my schedule.
我很着急，因为我找不到我的课程表。
Parents and I were looking for it the whole day.
我爸爸妈妈跟我花了整天的时间在寻找这个东西。
But we still couldn't find it.
但是我们仍然找不到。
I prayed and prayed all night.
我整夜的都不断的提到这件事祷告。
And in the morning, it was nowhere to be seen.
但到第二天早晨开学之前，我还是找不到。
As I was walking to school,
当我在去学校的路上
，I thought, God, if you're going to perform a miracle, it's getting a little late.
我跟神说，如果你现在要写个神迹，稍微迟了一点。
That's when I heard that all the schedules were going to be changed.
等到我到了学校，我听到大家讲说，所有的课程都要改变了。
As it says in Luke 11:9,
就好像在路加福音第十一章第九节所说的
，Ask and it shall be given to you.
祈求的就必得着。
Now going back in time when I was about 6 years old.
在讲到我小时候，大概我七岁的时候。
One night I was swimming at my friend's pool.
有一次我在朋友的家游泳池里游泳。
And all of a sudden I started drowning.
突然之间我就开始下沉。
I fell down and down.
我一直沉往下沉。
Until I saw everything turn to darkness.
遇到一个程度，我前面眼目所有都变黑了。
That's when I felt God's That's where I felt God was lifting me up and someone actually carried me out.
在那个时候，我突然觉得好像神把我举起来，就有人来把我拖出水面。
When I came out, I choked and cried.
当我到地面上的时候，我咳嗽并且呢哭了。
At that time, I didn't think it was a miracle of God.
在那个年纪，我不明白这是神的恩典。
But now I thank God over and over for what He has done to me.
但现在想到这个，我不断的心里为着这个事情感谢神。
Another incident that occurred last month.
上个月又发生一件事。
I like water polo, so I signed up for a water polo team.
我很喜欢那个水球的活动，所以我去报名参加这个活动的训练。
The practices were on Monday nights and Wednesday nights.
是每一个礼拜一到礼拜三的晚上练习。
Once I started school, me and my friends wanted to make a Bible study.
当学校开学之后呢，我里面有个负担，跟我的朋友一起想要一起读圣经。
After we eliminated the days that were occupied,
我们看到我们的生活表，我们把所有时间都提出之后。
The only day that was available was Wednesday afternoon.
唯一有空的时间就是星期三的下午。
Even though they didn't.Water polo and Bible study didn't conflict.
虽然我想要读经的时间呢，跟那个水球操练的时间是没有冲突。
I had very little time in between to eat, work, and play my instruments.
但是我剩下很少的时间可以吃饭、做功课，还有练我的琴。
Pray to God for advice.
所以我就向神祷告，给我引导。
On the second week of practice,
到第二个礼拜我们去水球训练的时候
I went into the pool.
我到游泳池边。
And I saw that there was no one there.
我下了游泳池，我发现没有一个人在水里。
I asked the director what has happened.
我就问那个指导说是怎么回事。
He said that, that this fall semester was going to be canceled.
他说这一季的水球操练呢被取消了。
All of a sudden, I referred to Matthew 6:33.
一下子我就想到马太福音里面的话。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and...All these things shall be added unto you.
要先求神的国和神的义，一切你所需要的都要加给你了。
When I first thought of the idea of having a Bible study,
因为当我想到要有负担做这个一起读经的时候
，I wanted a better relationship with God.
因为我心里渴望与神有更好的关系。
After that day, I felt released from the tight schedule.
当这个水球操练被取消的时候，我心里觉得好轻松。
In Romans 8:28 it says,
在罗马书第八章二十八节说
，All things work.For the good of those who love him. 万事
都互相效力，为叫爱神的人得益处。
That means when we love God and strive for a closer relationship with him.
这意思说到，若是我们爱神，愿意跟他有更亲密的关系。
He will supply all our needs.
他会预备我们所有的需要。
Through my life, I have been scared many times because of different incidents.
在我一生中，我有很多机会。
Maybe bullies or, Other things.
遇到不愉快的事，也许有人欺负我，或者其他的事。
When this happens, I always think of Psalms 18:2.
每一次这种事情发生的时候，让我想到诗篇十八章第二节。
The Lord is my rock and my fortress in which I take refuge, my shield and my stronghold.
耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石。
Whenever I think of this verse,
每一次我想到这一节的时候
I feel powerful through God.
我都觉得从神来一个力量。
This is my testimony.
这是我的见证。
Now I challenge all of you to live out a faithful life through Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以愿我们都就在我们一生中都跟随主。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢你们听我的见证。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。下一位是 Tess 小姐妹。
Hello, my name is Tess.
大家好，我的名字叫 Tess.
For as long as I've been alive, I thought that my life was extremely boring.
自从我有记忆力以来，我就觉得我的一生是相当的乏味的。
I was born in a Christian family and never thought my salvation was anything special.
我是在基督徒的家庭长大，所以我通常都认为救恩没有什么特别。
Several others and I were baptized the day before school started.
在这个学期开学之前，我们几位一起受浸归入主的名下。
When I walked into school that day, all the people I talked to said I looked more holy.
当我走进校园里，所有遇见我的同学都说：“哎，你今天看起来比较圣洁了。”
And in many ways, God has changed me on the inside and the outside.
我相信神从我的里面和外面在改变我。
I used to complain to God about how my life was so dull.
我常常向神抱怨我的生活好像非常的单纯和沉闷。
But one day, I randomly flipped over my Bible.
有一次呢，我无意间打开圣经。
And the first verse I saw was Psalms 104.
第一个我所看见的是诗篇第一百篇第四节。
And it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
说当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院。
After I read this,
当我读到这一节的时候，
I felt really guilty for complaining.
我实在觉得我不应该再抱怨了。
I started to open my eyes to my surroundings.
渐渐我将我的眼睛打开，仔细地看我四周的环境。
And found that God has blessed my surroundings with all these wonderful friends.
我渐渐领悟到神如何赐恩于我，赐给我的许多的好朋友。
I'm thankful for Chrissy, and even though she's really moody, she's always there for me.
我为神很感谢 Chrissy 姊妹，虽然她有时候有一点情绪，不过她实在很关心我。
And I'm thankful for Joyce because she's always there to support me.
我也为着神感谢 Joyce， 因为她常常支持我。
And Jeremy and Timothy, even though they can kind of be annoying, but they're always really funny.
我 Timothy 跟 Jeremy 两位弟兄虽然有的时候有一点讨人厌，不过很多时候他们是非常讨人喜欢的。
And I'm thankful that even through the millions of people on this earth, that God can find friends for me.
我感谢主，世上芸芸众生之中，神为我预备了好的朋友。
And that He cares and loves me. That He cares and loves me.
来证明说他实在爱我。
Thank you for listening to me.
谢谢你们听我的分享。第五位小弟兄是 Apollo 弟兄。
I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of your marvelous works. Psalms 109.
他说我要神啊，我要感谢赞美你，我的心要称颂你。
Hi, my name is Apollo. My salvation depends on God because He is my mighty rock and my refuge.
我感谢神，他是我的神，是我的救难所。
When I was 9 months old in my mother's womb and ready to be delivered, my head did not turn down.Caused my mom to do C-section.
当我差不多九个月还在我母亲腹中的时候，因为我的头呢还在上面没有转下来，所以我母亲必须剖腹将我生出。
Caused my mom and I to stay in the hospital for 3 days.
所以呢，我母亲跟我呢都在医院里多留了三天。
On the second night, the doctors discovered that my heart had stopped 6 times because.
到了第二天晚上的时候，医生突然发现我的心跳停过了6次。
Because my large intestine wasn't working, causing all my waste to stay in my stomach, causing me to have a big airy stomach. Yeah.
因为我的大肠好像没有在正常作用，所以呢，我的胃变得很大，然后压在我的心脏上。
Making my heart hard to work.
让我的心脏很难正常运作。
The doctor sent me to the emergency room with a box filled with fresh oxygen.
所以他们把我带到急诊室，然后将那个氧气筒放在把我放在一个氧气箱子里。
And I slowly recovered.
慢慢的我就恢复了正常。
When I was 7 days old, the doctors discovered that 2/3 of my intestine wasn't working.
当我7日大的时候呢，医生发现我2/3的大肠没有办法正常运作。
So it took a 4-hour operation to cut the 2/3 off.
所以他们在我身上手术进行了4小时，把那一段的大肠拿出来。
During that 4 hours, my mom was in the prayer room praying for me, and she was crying and wanted to tear herself apart because of all the pain that was inside of her.
因为在那4小时里面，我母亲跪在祷告室里祷告，她的心几乎都撕裂了，因为她知道这个手术对我来说是很痛苦的。
Do these traumatic episodes?Through these traumatic physical trials, I experienced God's miraculous involvement.
我的身体经过许多的患难，但是每一次呢，我都经历到主的恩典。
Because first, if my head had not been turned down, my mom and I would have been would have left the hospital on the second day.
因为若不是我的头没有照得正常转下来，让我母亲必须要剖腹生产，我们就不会在医院里多待那几天。
Me and my mom wouldn't have known that my heart has stopped 6 times.
那我们是不会知道我的心脏停止跳动那么多次。
Which have caused me to pass away probably around midnight.
我可能在半夜里就失去生命了。
God's promise in 22:10 has become very real to me.
因此，诗篇二十二章第十节对我来说是非常真实的。
I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb you have been my God.
我自出母胎就被交在你手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。
Second, they miraculously connected the rest of my intestine to my anus.Because if it was just a half a centimeter shorter, I would have to use a bag for my waist on my waist until the age of 6.
感谢主，他只需要拿出我大肠的三分之二。若是再少一寸的话，我可能一生都必须带一个袋子在我的身上，来帮助我排泄跟消化。
All these miracles occur because of God's grace and love.
这一切的事情发生都因为神的恩典。
So I hold these blessings until the age of 6.
我带着这样的恩典活到了第六岁。
At the age of 6, my intestine wasn't working, causing all my waste to stay in my stomach.
到我六岁的时候，我的肠子又不正常蠕动了，让我很多的食物都积蓄在我的胃里。
It was making my stomach bigger and bigger.
所以我的胃就越来越大。
It was about to burst.
几乎可以要胀破了。
If it had ruptured, I would have died.
如果它破裂的话，我就可能生命不能存活了。
I just kept vomiting. I tried pooping, but all that came out was vomit.
我一直呕吐，上不出厕所来。
But again, through God's wonderful healing, my intestine didn't burst, and soon my intestine started working again.
感谢主，因着他的恩典和奇迹，我的肠胃又开始渐渐的正常运作，而没有破裂。
A few months later, I had a really bad stomach ache.
几个月之后，我的胃非常的疼痛。
It was so painful that the bottom of my eye looked like it got bruised.
严重到一个程度，连我的眼白都转青了。
It continued like that for about 5 days, and the doctor soon discovered that all the food that I ate was stuck in there.
经过五天之久呢，都没有改善，就医生就决定说，我的所有食物都还在我的胃里。
So the doctor said that I needed another operation.
所以他说我要再有一次的手术。
My mom already had signed the paper, and the doctors there were all already up and ready to go.
我母亲也签了同意书，一切都准备好了，要给我动手术。
When all of a sudden, God told my mom that I did not need this operation.
但突然之间，神感动我的母亲，让她知道说我不需要这个手术。
So she told the doctors, and so the doctors said that I need a test to determine whether I needed this operation or not.
因此我母亲就告诉医生说，我们再化验一下，来证明说我儿子到底需不需要这个手术。
This is very unusual because usually what the doctor says goes.
这是非常不平常的一个情况，因为通常医生决定了，那就是要进行的。
Very few people do this test, and of all the people who do, very few pass it.
很少人做这样的试测验呢，而且做的人呢，很少人能够顺利通过的。
So they were to put something down my throat, and of course my mom was praying for me the whole time.
因此呢，他们就送一个管子到我的经过我的喉咙到我的胃里，同时我母亲就在那里祷告。
She knew if the thing they put down my throat went through my intestine, I wouldn't have to do this operation.
若是他们所送的东西直接到了我的肠里呢，我就不需要经过这个手术。
But if it didn't go through my intestine, I would have to do this operation.
如果没有办法达到我的肠呢，我就必须要经过手术。
So amazingly, because of God's grace, it went right through.
因为神惊人的恩典，所有东西顺利的通过了。
A few months.After this, I had a high fever of about 106 degrees.
这个事情以后几个月，我突然有一次发高烧，高达106度。
My entire body was blue, my eyeballs rolled up, and I was unconscious.
我失去知觉，我的眼球都转过来。
The doctors were furious and didn't know what to do.
医生非常的生气，也束手无策，因为他们查不出原因。
My mom cried out to God for help.
因此我的母亲向神求告。
And of course, God healed me again, revealing His miraculous and heart and merciful healing.
当然，您知道神又再一次施行他的奇迹的恩手在我身上。
Without God in my life, I wouldn't have endured these hardships and survived all of these hardships without damage to my brain or some other permanent disability.
若不是神的恩典在我身上，我是不可能这么平安经过这一次又一次的试炼和苦难，并且没有成为智障儿。
These are just some of the many miracles God has done for me.
我刚才所分享的只是我在生命中所经历的许多的神迹的少数几件事。
As the word declares in Psalm 16:1,
就像诗篇第十六章所说的
Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
第一节说神啊求你保佑我因为我投靠你。
So I have experienced God's love again, again, and again.
我一次又一次地经历神的爱。
Psalms 23 has become a very real reminder to me.
因此诗篇二十三篇整篇对我非常的真实。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside quiet waters.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul, he guides me in paths of righteousness.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
For his name's sake.
为他的名的缘故。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
你在我敌人面前为我摆设筵席。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
I hope that God's wonderful grace and protection will continue in my life, and I will answer every call of His throughout my life.
我愿神的恩典一直在我的生命中引导我，我也愿意答应他每一个呼召和要求。
When I grow up, I plan to be a missionary and proclaim about God's unfailing love.
我祷告主，我长大之后，我要做一个侍奉他的人，愿他将他的爱常充满我。
His word in Psalms 86:7-11 reveals my deepest feelings.
在诗篇八十六章第七到十一节里，真的说出了我的心声。
In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me.
我在患难之日要求告你，因为你必应允我。
Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. No deeds can compare with yours.
主啊，诸神之中没有可比你的，你的作为也无可比。
All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name.
主啊，你所造的万民都要来敬拜你，他们也要荣耀你的名。
For you are great and do marvelous deeds, you alone are God.
因为你为大且行奇妙的事，唯独你是神。
Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name.
耶和华呀，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行。求你使我专心敬畏你的尊名。
Thank you for listening to my testimony.
谢谢你们听我的分享。
各位亲爱的家长
，Dear parents，
我不是郭主任，我是黄弟兄。这些孩子也不是在做升学讲座。
And the kids here were not just giving you a seminar about education. Neither am I a special chairman of a review class.
他们不是做升学见证，但是他们是在做生命的见证。
They're here to testify things regarding life.
在这里，这些少年人要做一个重要的选择。
And they have to make an important choice.
不是选择 上哪一所大学。
They are not here to choose which college should they go.
是选择他人生要走哪一条道路。
But they have to find a way, a path for their life.
对不起，年纪不大，但是我忘性不小。
I may not be too old, but I sure am very forgetful.
所以常常会忘词。
So I will forget what I'm supposed to say.
所以当我一直在看我的稿的时候，你不要觉得压抑。
Therefore, if I have to look down and refer to my notes, don't be surprised.
但是我们天上的父
But the Father in heaven,
随时注视着你
He's watching over us all moments.
要叫这些孩子哭实在是不容易。
It is not easy to make these kids cry.
但是要叫他们得到真正的快乐更难。
It is harder for them to have true joy in life.
我们一开始来请各位猜猜在地球上最快乐的地方在哪里。
最快乐。
对。
Okay, let's, the question is, where is the happiest place on earth?
Oh yeah!
Disneyland.
我本来要给你一个 hint, 连 hint 都不需要。
I don't even have to give you a hint.
我要跟你说，这代表的动物是一只大家都不喜欢的东西。
And the symbol of that place is something we usually don't appreciate.
如果你在家里发现，你会觉得很讨厌。
If you see that kind of animal in your house, you will be despised.
但是这一只老鼠经过包装，经过这些宣传
，through a lot of promotion and detailed package.
竟然我们可以爱不释手抱在怀里。
This mouse becomes something everybody loves.
好，既然大家那么聪明，我再给大家猜一个。
Okay, since you're so good, let me give you another question.
全美火气最大的城市是哪个城市？
气。
火气最大。Anger.
Oh, the which one is the angriest city in this country?
New York 不在西北部，是在东南角。哦、oh, ，很接近，哪个城市
？Miami. Orlando.
OK，OK，okay. Okay. 接近。我想有人提到了奥兰多。
Orlando。
奥兰多有什么特色
？What's the characteristic of that place?
Yeah， 全世界最快乐的地方在哪里
？Oh, that's the happiest place as well.
那边还有很多座的主题公园。
A lot of theme parks are in that city.
我们可以想象，这应该是一个全充满欢乐跟笑声的地方。
You think that should be a city that's filled with joy and laughter?
但是根据一个健康杂志的调查
But according to some survey,
他们根据男性的高血压百分比
And it's done according to the percentage of males' blood pressure.
野蛮驾驶的程度
Several factors were considered. Male blood pressure and the wildness, the manner of people drive there.
还有暴力事件发生的比例
And the number of incidents of violence.
发现这个应该是全世界最快乐的地方，竟然是全美国火气最大的城市。
And the result that reached a conclusion that this is the angriest city in the world.
我想我们南加州，我们南加州可能也差不了哪里。
And I think Southern California probably is also on the top of the list.
因为该有的我们都有。
Because we have everything here.
我们常常觉得我们的孩子什么都有。
Every time we look at our children, we saw they had everything.
我们小时候没有的。
Especially things that we didn't have as a child.
我们小时候想要的。
Things that we want to have as a child.
他们都有。
Now they own everything.
但是他们快乐吗？
But are they really happy?
在传道书十一章九节。在你我们的秩序单啊，秩序单里面那一页啊。传道书十一章九节。
As recorded in your program sheet, chapter 11, verse 9.
好，我们不需要整个念，但是我们念到你的新书唱这边哈，来，我们请一起。
Let's read this verse together.
少年人啊，你在幼年时当快乐。
Be happy, young man, while you're young.
在幼年的日子使你的心舒畅。
And let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth.
好，那我们到这里就好哈。少年人啊，你在幼年时当快乐。
Be happy, young man, while you are young.
在幼年的日子使你的心舒畅。
And let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth.
怎么样才能快乐
？How can you be happy?
圣经里面讲
，Bible tells us.
少年人用什么来洁净你的行为
？How do you cleanse yourself?
是用神的话。
Do the words of God.
我们刚听到很多小弟兄小姊妹
And our younger brothers and sisters just share with us.
很多神的话帮助他们得到真正的快乐
And they realized actually many times the word of God brought them joy.
好像他们找到他们生命里面缺少了那一片拼图
It's like they found the missing puzzle in their life through the word of God.
这个拼图不在迪士尼乐园里面
And this missing puzzle is not found in Disneyland.
也不在电脑网络里面
Neither on the internet
乃是认识神
But through the knowledge of God
这生命的源头。
Because he is the source of life.
生他们的是父母。
Parents gave them birth.
但是给他们生命的是神。
But it's God who gives them life.
或许你会觉得你这个人未免太天真了一点。
And people may say, may thought I'm too simple-hearted, too naive.
这些孩子哪懂得人生的愁苦。
How can you say these kids already realize the suffering of life?
这是少年不是愁滋味。
Because young people usually doesn't taste the suffering of life yet.
他们有了各样的东西应该是满足的。
And they should be content because they have almost everything.
也许我没办法了解你的想法。
Maybe I cannot comprehend what you're thinking.
但是我相信神知道你里面的感觉。
But I believe God understands how you feel.
或许这个经节让你会觉得舒服一点。 来，我们念一下。 第二个经节，诗篇90篇第10节。
And let's read on next verse, Psalms 90, verse 10.
好，我们中文请他来。我们满年日是若是强壮，但心中有金花的，不过是劳碌愁烦，转眼成功。好，来英文。
The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
我相信我们觉得我们比孩子更有经历。
Many times we thought we are more experienced about things in life.
我们有很多的阅历。
We have a lot of experiences.
但是就像这个经节，其中我们可以自夸的是什么？
But what can we really boast about?
好，来我们一起重复，有哪些我们可以自夸的？劳苦愁烦。
According to the verse here is trouble and sorrow.
还有呢？转眼成空。
And also we quickly pass.
还有一个，如飞而去。
And we fly away.
当我们在迪士尼乐园的时候，
When we go to Disneyland,
我们发现我们这个尽力使我们的孩子快乐的成年人，
And we adults who try to bring joy to the life of our children,
我们看上去那些真正开心的成年人，
And you look around those adults,
寥寥无几。
You don't find many people that look really happy.
好像我们多了很多经历。
And yes, we may have more experiences in life.
但是就像这个经节所讲的，
But just like what's said here in the verse we just read,
不过劳苦愁烦。
There's nothing to boast about in our life because nothing but sorrow and trouble.
转眼成空。
And even these quickly pass.
然后呢？如飞而去。
And then what happened to us? We fly away.
有一个年轻人，
There was this young man.
有一天他鼓起勇气跟他的父亲讲，
One day with great courage he spoke to his father.
爸爸，我已经决定了。
So, Daddy, I have decided.
这一次你绝对不能拦住我。
And you cannot stop me this time.
我要追求真正的 喜乐平安。
I want to pursue the true joy and peace.
走我人生的道路。
I want to choose my own way in life.
这个父亲一听到就跳起来。
And upon hearing this, the father jumped up.
我才不会拦阻你， 请带我一起走。
I will not stop you, but please take me along.
这个父亲相信我们前面讲， 他的阅历比这些孩子多很多。
We believe the father must have much more experience in life than his child.
但是不过劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，
but he knew,
如飞而去。
All his experience just taught me one thing. Everything's nothing but sorrow and trouble, and even that, they will fly away.
好像我们常说的，反正不用太认真嘛，人生反正到最后就是转眼成空，入土为安。
And a lot of people have this theory about, you know, don't take things too serious because when they will come, we all going to pass away.
没错， 圣经讲人都犯了罪。
Yes, Bible has told us clearly that all have sinned.
罪的代价就是死。
And the wage of our sin is death.
反正都是要死， 何必那么认真？
Since we're all going to die one day, so why do we bother to be serious?
但是记得圣经又讲，
But Bible also teaches us,
死后还有审判。
There is judgment after death.
我们的肉体是要归于尘土。
Yes, one day our flesh will be buried and go with the dirt.
但是我们灵魂要往哪里去？
But where does our spirit and soul go?
这是我们要思考的。
That is the question we need to find an answer for.
来，我们再来念 箴言十四章十二节。
Let's read on Proverbs 14:12.
有一我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
有一条路。
There is a way that seems right to the man, but in the end, it leads to death.
有一条路，人以为正。
There is a way that seems right to a man.
至终成为死亡之路。
But in the end, it leads to death.
前大概前一两个礼拜
，About two weeks ago，
我在煮东西。
While I was cooking，
那有两个炉头，有一个炉头我就因为那个锅子洗干净了要给它弄干，我就给它盖在炉头上。
And there are two stoves on my countertop, and because I just washed clean some pots, so I flip them upside down to cover the stoves.
但另外一个炉头我准备煮东西。
And I reserve one stove for my cooking.
但是我开错了开关。
Yet I turn on the wrong switch.
就那该煮的没煮。
So the pot that's supposed to be cooking things was not under the fire.
正当我要煮的时候。
While I was about to cook.
我觉得旁边这锅子有点碍眼。
And I noticed that the pot that was flipped upside down is kind of troublesome.
所以我这个很标准的动作平常我也没有那么标准我这两手。
So with two hands, I embraced that pot.
所以那个声音我到现在还历历。
I can still remember the sound of the flesh going to the hot surface of the pot.
所以已经好很多。拿起来的时候。
My skin just glued to the hot pot.
赶快去冲冷水。
So I immediately dropped it and went to wash in the sink.
我不是要教你急救方法。
I'm not here to tell you how to survive.
但是这个经验让我想到。
But that reminded me.
以前我年轻的时候
While I was young,
我们很喜欢看少林寺
We like to watch those Chinese Kung Fu movie
我们知道最后要成为很强壮的人要经过十八铜人阵
In order to be the true champion you have to pass this special challenge
大家记不记得最后一关是什么经过那个十八铜人之后是什么
哦热点
对对对，有一个香炉啊，那个是等于是火烧的，要烙顶爆出来，啊，把一些我不晓得那什么东西印在上面。
The very last challenge is that this is the huge pot. You have to hold it and carry it out. So whatever curve on the surface of the pot will be tattooed on your skin.
想想看，我们经过了十八铜人。
Imagine we have gone through all the challenges, come to the end.
每一关都不容易。
And none of the challenges were easy.
就如同我们来到美国一样。
Just like you and I are in this country now.
第一个要先经过海关。
First, you have to go through the custom.
接下来生活关。
And then the challenge of life.
工作关。
And then you have to find a job.
最后移民关。
And lastly, get your residential status.
但是当你抱了这个炉以后，走到最后。
Now you are holding on to the last, very last part.
看看上面印的是什么。
And you look at your arm and you say, what on earth is this?
一手写着条条大路通罗马。
It says always lead to Rome.
好像我们应该是成功的。
You feel that I should feel successful now.
但另外一手写着箴言十四章十二节。
But what's on the other one? That's Proverbs 14:12 we just read.
有一条路人以为正。
There is a way that seems right to a man.
至终成为死亡之路。
But in the end, it leads to death.
我们都已经半条命了，还看到这样。
We have passed half of our life for sure now, but that's the conclusion we have at this point.
回头也不是。
We don't know. Should we turn back?
那继续往下走，又觉得何必白忙一场。
It's too late to turn back, but going forward, we feel we have lost the hope.
我想今天这些年轻人所见证的。
What the young people just testify here.
有一条路。
It's telling us there is a way.
这一条路。
And this way.
我经历过。
I have experienced.
在我信主是。那一年我回学校教书的时候。
And I believe in the Christ, the year I returned to school to be a teacher.
我住的宿舍是在一楼。
And my dorm was at the first floor.
有一天我发现有一群年轻人。
And when I noticed there was this group of young people.
实际上是我学校的学生。
They were my students.
就在对面那一栋楼里面上上下下的。
I noticed this group of young people going up and down in the building across from my dorm.
这些年轻人有一点不一样。
And they were different.
他们怎么那么开心
？Because they were so happy.
我发现有个东西我没有。
I noticed they have something that I did not have.
所以有一天我就跟 后来我有一天我就跟他们上去。
Therefore, one day I followed them up to the building.
我后来发现对面的顶楼是一个教会。
And I realized, oh, on the top floor was the church.
所以因为这些少年人。
Because of these young people.
我就信主。
I came to know the Lord.
成为我一生的道路。
And the Lord has become the way of my life.
也成为我孩子的道路。
Also the way of my children.
今天我的孩子也在里面。
Now I know my kids are on the same way.
我不晓得你的人生是要走哪一条道路。
I don't know what way you have chosen for your life.
但是耶稣说我就是道路。
But Jesus has told us, I am the way.
真理。
The truth.
生命。
And the life.
若不借着我。
Without going through me,
没有人能到父那里去。
No one can come to the Father.
慈爱的天父在等你。
Our loving Heavenly Father is waiting for you.
希望你找到这条路。
And it is my wish that you find this way too.
最后我讲一个故事。
At the end, I'd like to share with you a story.
在1929年。
In 1929.
那个元旦玫瑰杯足球赛。
It is, you know, every year during the New Year, we have this Rose Bowl.
1929年这一年是加州的洛杉矶大学，加州的伯克莱大学。
It's UC Berkeley.
跟那个乔治亚的理工大学。
Versus Georgia Tech.
进入最后这个比赛。
They were the finalists.
当伯克莱大学的一个守卫叫 Roy Rogers。
So the guard in the team of UC Berkeley, his name is
Roy.
Roy.
Yeah, 这个年轻人他实在是也不容很不容易，经过各样的训练，终于能够进到这个比赛。
You know, it took him a lot of training and hardship to be able to be qualified for this competition.
就像我们的经历一样，我们花了很多的精力，让我们来到这里。
It's a similar experience we share because we went through a lot of things to come to this point in life.
当乔治亚理工学院的球员漏接了一个球的时候
，So when JIT or one of the foot members missed the ball.
Roy 捡到这个球
，And Roy pick up the ball.
这是他一生很重要的时刻
，And that is a very important moment in his life.
他马上就转身
，So he immediately turned around.
快速的奔跑
，And ran all he could.
不管对方怎么拦阻
，No matter how the opponents try to stop him.
甚至他们自己队的人也想拦阻
，Even his own teammates were trying to stop him.
他跑了65码。
He ran for 65 yards.
终于达阵。
And he got to the end zone.
就发现他跑错方向。
And then he realized he went the wrong way.
各位朋友。
My dear friend.
我们有没有觉得我们跑对方向
？Are we running in the right direction?
还是我们捡到球就赶快跑
？Or do we just pick the ball and run?
我们有没有想到我们的方向在哪里
？Have you ever realized which way we are going?
愿神借着这些孩子。
May through the testimonies of these young people,
让我们思想我们的方向到底要往哪里去。
God bring our thought to the direction of our life.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us now bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
是，谢谢你赐给我们你独生爱子。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son.
叫我们不至灭亡。
So that we will not perish.
而且找到这条生命的路。
But can find a way of life.
因为主耶稣说我就是道路。
Because Jesus has said to us that he is the way.
若不借着你没办法到父那里去。
And if not through him, no one can go to the Father.
因为只有这条是生命的路。
Because he is the only way of life.
主耶稣早上在这里帮助我们。
Therefore Jesus, come and help us how.
找到这条路。
Help us to find a way now.
我们不知道我们人生要往哪里去。
We don't know where we're going.
但是谢谢你今天把这个路放在我们面前。
But thank you for showing us the way this morning.
也给我们力量。
And also give us the strength.
走得上去。
To walk upon this way.
当我们闭着眼睛的时候。
While we're keeping our eyes closed.
若是神在你里面有一些感动。
If you feel that you are moved in your heart,
你愿意来认识这位神
and you are willing to know this God,
你愿意来相信这位神
and you are willing to believe in this God,
我邀请你能不能举下手
can I invite you to raise your hand and then put it down?
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
叫我们有机会来认识你。
For letting us having this opportunity to know you.
谢谢你把这个时机给我们。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
能够拣选生命的路。
So that we can choose the way of life.
或许我们还不认识你。
Yes, we may not know you at this point.
但我们听到有一条路。
But we have heard there is a way.
我们就愿意来寻找。
Therefore, we are willing to seek that way.
因为主耶稣说。
Because you have promised.
寻找的就必寻见。
Seek, you shall find.
叩门的就必开门。
And knock, the door will be open.
愿主耶稣对我们的门永远敞开在你面前。
And the door of Jesus Christ will always stay open for us.
愿主耶稣进到你的里面。
May the Lord Jesus Christ enter into your heart.
把他的爱向你敞开。
And also reveal to you his great love.
叫你得以走到这一条生命之路。
So that you may find also this way of life.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.